I like to think of these palms on Palm Sunday as an invitation. When we were all standing outside earlier, we're invited to imagine that we're part of the crowd that's waving Jesus into Jerusalem as he rides in on a colt. I wonder what it would have been like to be part of the crowds that day. Let's just enter into that for a moment together. There would have been thousands of extra pilgrims heading into Jerusalem because of the high holy day of Passover. And with those crowds, there also would have been extra Roman soldiers deployed for crowd control. And for generations, people in and around Jerusalem had been waiting for a Messiah to overthrow the oppression and the taxes of Herod and of all who had preceded him. They were suffering political persecution. And so they hailed this Messiah, this Jesus, throwing their cloaks in front of him and waving palms. The palm waving, by the way, is a detail that we don't get in Luke's gospel, but we get it in Mark and John. So the Pharisees that were standing by that crowd would have seen a perfect storm, which was crowds with political zeal and Roman soldiers everywhere that created this possibility of extreme political violence right at the Passover, right at the High Holy Day. So the Pharisees turn to Jesus and they say, Jesus, tell your people to stop. Tell them to stop. And Jesus answers them saying, I tell you, if these people were silent, even the stones would cry out. The point is that even if all of those people there that day didn't say a word, creation itself would have something to say about what Jesus did that week. And the crowds did go silent. One by one, 2,000 years ago, silence swept over that city. And over the next few days, between now and Easter, as Jesus walked toward his death and resurrection, that silence would get louder, culminating in Holy Saturday. But the revolution wouldn't be stopped, even though people could not speak up on behalf of Jesus. Even Peter, who said he would lay down his life for Jesus, even he couldn't bring himself to speak up. But Easter wouldn't be stopped. It wouldn't be stopped by Judas's kiss, or by Pilate and Herod's newfound friendship, or by Peter's denials, or by the soldier's brutality. And the revolution of Jesus couldn't be stopped by that big stone in front of Jesus' tomb. So today begins Holy Week. And the next few days are really an open invitation for all of us to enter into the story of what happened between today and next Sunday. At St. Paul's this week, there are going to be services every single day, every night. And I hope you can join us as you're able to, especially on Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and at the Easter Vigil. One of my dear brothers has a funny way of saying, well, that's a lot of church. And it is. Holy Saturday is traditionally a day of silent expectation. And I invite us all to try to observe some silence on Saturday, whether it's going for a walk without your phone on or turning the car radio off, and enter in, let your imagination enter into that phrase, even the stones will shout out. Strain your ears and listen for that. And a week from today, we'll celebrate that there was a big stone rolled away in front of Jesus' grave. I'm so excited to fully enter into the story of God's love for the world together.